This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. We're talking this week about the reason that we are here on this earth. Every now and then we must answer that question and say, well, what about my life? Is it moving in the right direction? Am I focusing on the things that I ought to be focusing on in life? Do I need to change, not necessarily what I'm doing, but why I do it and how I do it and how I interact with the people around me while I do it? God wants to give your life such significance and meaning, and so much of that is found in understanding His purpose for you. We've been looking this week at five of God's biggest purposes for your life. And today I want to look at another one that comes out of Matthew chapter 5, here in the early part of Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. You know, in some places, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But here in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. What a great passage! What an incredible principle and purpose we have in life! God wants to reveal Himself to other people through you. That's awesome. You know, the Bible says, when it describes God making mankind in the first place, it says that He made us in His image. Well, He wants people to see Him in us. He made us like Him. That's why He has put you in the family that you're in the workplace you work at, with your flatmates, in your neighborhood, in that club you're a part of. These are all places where people need to see God in you. You know, you need to be very aware that people are watching your life very closely if you are a Christian. Sometimes it may not seem like that to you, but it is true for sure. And people are evaluating your God by what they see of Him in you. Now, people know you're not going to be perfect, that no one's perfect, but they want to see a difference. They want to see what Christ means to you. You know, representing God to people, that is a job that is way too big for us to handle. But the great thing about it is that Jesus Christ will live His life through you if you'll invite Him to be the leader of your life. You absolutely cannot live God's way of life properly in front of people. But Jesus can do that. It's His life, and He's in you, waiting to do it. Why don't you just stop and take a minute right now and invite Jesus to live His life in you today? It means when He puts something on your heart to say or do or not to do, that you'll respond to Him. You'll go His way in life today. You'll say His kinds of things in your words today. You'll act His actions today in His power, because He'll be doing it through you, but you have to respond to Him and allow Him to lead your life. Can you do that? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.